All right, switching gears here now. Pro golfer Patrick Cantlay is celebrating finishing the end of the regular season as one of the coveted Comcast Business Tour top 10 athletes as he heads into this week's FedEx Cup playoffs, which tee off tomorrow in New Jersey with the Northern Trust. And we are delighted to have Patrick Cantlay with us right now. Congratulations, Patrick, on your third place finish there in the Comcast Business Tour top 10. Tell us what's on your mind. How are you feeling heading into the Northern Trust tomorrow?
Yeah, I think it's great. Start of the playoffs, and no better place than up here, New Jersey, New York area. And we played the tournament up here a few years ago, and I like it a lot. So should be a good week. It's always exciting this time of year. The golf, the stakes are up, and it should be fun.
And exciting also because I believe you're going to be having some fans there, right, for the first time in a very long time since this pandemic. Tell me what you're expecting. What kind of energy do you expect to get from the folks that are going to be in attendance?
I think it should be great. Every time I'm in the New York area, I think, you know, I remember the PGA at Bethpage, the New York fans are fantastic, and they just add a little more excitement to the tournaments that are up in this area. And so it is nice to have the fans back. And I think that's such a great part of sports. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to getting the week started tomorrow.
Now, I know that your full-time caddy, Matt Minister, had tested positive for COVID-19, so he will not be there at Northern Trust for you. But you do have a pretty good backup. Tiger Woods caddy, Joe Cava, going to be substituting for us. I guess it's a substitution gig there this week only. Talk to me about working with Joe, and have you worked with him before?
Yeah, Joe's never caddied for me before, but, you know, I obviously know Joe a little bit. And spent some time with him at President's Cup, and he's a great dude and obviously a very good caddy. He's been doing it, I think he said, almost 35 years. And so, you know, he knows what he's doing, and he's a great replacement. So I couldn't ask for a better replacement. My caddy should be back next week, and I'm looking forward to Matt coming back next week.
Absolutely. And I know that you and Tiger Woods have grown quite close. Of course, Tiger still sidelined as he rehabs from that car accident in February. But I'm curious if you've talked to Tiger heading into the playoffs this week.
Yeah, we texted a little bit, and I just thanked him for letting me use Joe this week and letting him off. You know, Tiger and I spent a little time. We both live Jupiter area, and we got close really for the first time President's Cup. He was the captain there when we went to Melbourne for the President's Cup, and he did such a marvelous job that week and really bonded with the guys. And, you know, we've played a little golf since then, and he's just a great dude. So we can't wait to get him back and get him back and healthy.
Patrick, I've got to ask you a money-related question here because you are on Yahoo Finance. And with a lot of these tours, there can be a nice purse associated with them. Of course, there are endorsement-type opportunities. I'm just curious, when you think about money, what's your priority in your life? And do you have an investing philosophy at all, Patrick?
Well, I'd say I'm only 29 years old, and so I try to take a very long-term approach. I wonder with all the enormous spending out there, you know, what's going to be left for my generation in 25 years. So that's a little concerning. But in general, I try to be very long term and fairly conservative. And it's definitely a big wide world out there that I'm getting more and more knowledgeable about. And so I try to really get some mentors in that area. And Marcus is a great outlet for me to learn more about that, my relationship with Marcus Goldman Sachs. And so, I feel like I'm always learning. And so it's really exciting to feel like I'm being able to know more about it as I kind of get older.
Mm-hmm. That's a prudent approach there, Patrick. Patrick Cantlay, thanks so much for joining us, for making time for us. I know you have a busy week, and best of luck at the Northern Trust.